And good afternoon, and you're listening to Community Living Radio here at CITR. And due to some tech issues at one of our other affiliates, CFRO 100.5 FM Co-op Radio in the downtown East Side, we are redoing Sunday's show with, and Allison is here with me.
Hi.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. Hi, Michael.
So you were at a JCC.
The Jewish Community Center.
Art show.
Last Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was the opening reception for the Jewish Disability Awareness and Inclusion Month, JADIM.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an art show to kick off the Inclusion Month. It was for people who have disabilities and are in the Jewish community, and to be with people who are different and to be inclusive.
Well, why don't we play the opening?
Sure.
Thank you to senior management team, our dad and Debbie, for really getting behind this project. The enthusiasm and support has been overwhelming. I also want to say thank you to my colleagues at the Jewish Federation for their ongoing support and partnership. I want to say a special thank you to Shannon Gorski, Managing Director of the Betty Auerbach Foundation, and JCC board member and dedicated committee member. Shannon, thanks for your ongoing guidance, direction, support for this event and throughout the year. Your guidance is invaluable. I would be amiss not to say thank you to my new partner in crime, Lee Lapp. Yeah, for being a creative and energetic colleague and for facilitating some amazing programming in the inclusion department and for all your work in this project. I want to thank Linda, although she's not here. She's the Sydney and Gertrude Back Gallery Director, and she's been really helpful and really guide and provided a lot of support. She was really receptive when I came to her with this idea. I want to say a special thank you to artist and art instructor Kim Almond. She works at Developmental Disabilities Association, and she has worked with some of our artists here over the last few months at our art hive. And she's really sparked something divine in our community. Thank you. Last but not least, I want to thank Kickstart Disability Arts and Culture's artistic director, Yuri Arish. Kickstart is an organization that supports and promotes artists who identify as living with a disability. They are a fabulous organization that encourages artists to create and present authentic interpretations of the disability experience. Thanks for your expertise and direction and friendship, and for this amazing installation, and for the math lessons too. Thank you. Everyone, please enjoy yourself. Our house is your house. Welcome. Enjoy the art. If you love it, bid on it. I ask that you bid and you increments of at least $5, because I don't have enough lines. Meet the artists. We're all wearing name tags. Please say hello. And if you love the t-shirts you see, you can buy them. It's part of our visibility campaign for this year. Thank you, everybody.
I am taking all of your time. I'm Eldon, I'm the executive director of the J, and I'm proud to be here today for this opening. Inclusion and inclusion services means a lot to me. My previous career, I was a social worker who ran a big organization somewhere else for inclusion services, mainly for young children. So having this show here today and having the inclusion service here at the JCC collaborating with so many different agencies in the broader community means a lot to me as well. I took the time earlier this afternoon to look at each and every one of these masterpieces, and they are masterpieces. You can see the love and attention that was put in each and every one of them. Some of the names I actually have recognized from people in our programs. And what's more inclusive than having 52 artists put their stuff on the wall here, put their art on the wall here? That's inclusion. So thank you very much and enjoy the evening. Thank you.
Yeah. It was a really nice night. Everybody was so supportive of each other, which mm-hmm. was even better. And I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
Just seeing the art and talking to the people.
Yeah.
People with different abilities, without who are neurotypical, everyone.
No, wait a second. You just used a word.
What?
Neurotypical. What does that mean?
You don't know what that means?
Well, there's probably people out there who don't know what that means.
Right. Me. Neurotypical is someone who doesn't have a disability,
mm-hmm.
who, it could mean a lot of things. It usually means that someone without a disability who tend to fall in pretty conventional terms or conventional ways. They usually are not diagnosed with having a mental disability. So, and it can also mean that they are heteronormative, so heterosexual, gender, very cisgendered as well. But
now there's an interesting term that has popped up since. Cisgendered.
I'm cisgendered.
What's
pretty
that
much.
Mean?
Cisgendered is someone who identifies as the same gender as their sex, their biological sex. So for me, for an example, I was born female,
mm-hmm.
and I identify mostly as a woman. That's cisgendered. I like purple. I like to paint my nails. That most of the time, I watch very feminine TV shows. Mm-hmm. I can act very feminine. That's cisgendered.
Okay, not to be too stupid about things, but I was ignorant of actually what the term meant.
Oh.
So, it's a term that has appeared in the vocabulary in the past few years that was not actually there when, I started my life over 50 years ago.
And it's really with the trans community. But let's get back to the art show.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned neurotypical because the next person up is not neurotypical. So do you want to...
Margot Wask.
Yes.
She is an autistic. She is an activist for the autistic community.
Mm-hmm.
She is a wonderful person. She was diagnosed with autism a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Personal background info is that her and I went to school together, and I guess we kind of fell out of touch. We both changed schools, and we were both differently abled back then. And it's nice to come around and see her again as an adult.
Yeah, and thank you for clarifying a couple of terms for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
So, we're here at the art show. What's your name?
My name is Margot Wask.
And what are you doing at this art show?
I have done a piece of art for, for awareness and inclusion, disability inclusion and awareness month, I believe.
And what is this all about?
It is about kind of getting people from different walks of life together to kind of promote inclusion and show what that's about and what it looks like in communities.
Why is this important?
Well, being on the autism spectrum, it's super important to me because I believe that neurodiversity and people that maybe are more neurotypical to come together and kind of show what being inclusive in a community means. And I just think if we can all see things from different perspectives, it will really open our minds up to what we are capable of as a society.
So what do you do in your outside life?
Well, I have a blog. It's navigatingjourney.com. I do a lot of activism in the autism community. I make YouTube videos. I write. I've even been on TV for my activism efforts, on the radio, in written word, and I love to write. And I'm just really passionate about getting all my interests kind of in one place and trying to make a difference.
So what was your journey like with autism and disability?
Yeah, so growing up, I knew I had learning disabilities. I knew I had depression and anxiety, but what I didn't know was that I was autistic. The more I looked into it, the more it seemed like it fit who I was, and I finally was able to get a diagnosis a couple years ago at age 28 from a UBC doctor that I was able to find on my own. Resources are incredibly limited. So for me, it was just an eye-opening experience to kind of learn more about myself and find a community that accepts me.
Cool. So other than the disability and your art and your activism, do you do other stuff like work or have fun? What's that type of life like?
Yeah, I really like hanging out with my boyfriend and my cats. We like to watch movies. I also do background work in film, so I'm an extra in my free time. It's incredibly sporadic work, but it's really thrilling, and I also like to make art as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tell me about your art.
So my art's really colorful. It's inspired by the 1960s and 70s. I kind of like to listen to the music, and I find that that's where I get a lot of my inspiration. I'm able to kind of listen and then kind of get my art out through my hands, and it's a really kind of therapeutic process. It's incredibly intuitive, and I never really go into what I'm going to create with an idea. It just kind of happens, and I'm usually surprised at what the result is.
Nice. Nice. So what's your boyfriend's name?
Justin.
What does he do?
Justin works for the Langley Association of Community Living, and he works with those who are differently abled.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Okay, so why is it important about having this in the Jewish community specifically?
I think there is such a divide in any community, really, but I believe that showing what people are capable of, especially when you're speaking of a religion that a lot of people seem to either think negatively of or have a improper kind of view of, I think it's important to show what we're capable of as a society, that we're incredibly open people and we really embrace those around us. And it's just important to show the diversity of the world, especially within I would say a marginalized group.
What's your family's response to this?
They're actually incredibly positive. My mother and both of my sisters also have pieces in this show as well. They're very, you know, creative and positive. And my sister sings and makes art and writes. And my other sister likes to do creative things. And my mom's always been an artist and a calligrapher. So, I mean, as a whole, they've always embraced me and my differences, but the chance that they were able to participate in something to further promote the differences in a community really just speaks volumes of how much we are all involved in creating a difference and doing something positive.
You said earlier that you have a podcast. What is your podcast on?
It is on iTunes and SoundCloud. It is called Autistic Speaking.
What is it about?
My experiences on the spectrum, and I wanted it to kind of play off autism speaks, which is something I don't support, and I talk more about that on my podcast and on my YouTube videos, so.
Wow. Okay, so that's political?
Incredibly political, and yeah, very, it's its own controversy within the community.
I volunteered for Autism BC. So I understand what's going on.
Okay, so that's good. See, you get it. I mean, Autism BC obviously functions like independently from Autism Speaks, as far as I know. So that's good.
I had issues.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, see. Not surprised.
But that's for another conversation. So so then what you were also mentioning that your mom does calligraphy and does a lot of artwork, and she has recently gone back to art. Do you want to tell me about that?
Sure. So my mom was incredibly prolific growing up. I mean, she's done art longer than I've been alive. So she kind of took a break. She lived out of Vancouver for a while in Chilliwack, where she was in a relationship and kind of strayed away from her art. She just didn't really do it. But with the passing of her husband a few years ago, her life dramatically changed. She ended up moving to Vancouver, getting a place. And now with this current art show, she's been able to kind of focus her energy into creating work again. And it's so positive to see. And we frequently chat about different artistic mediums and different ways to make art, because I worked at an art supply store for over 3 years and I have a lot of knowledge. So it's really cool kind of bouncing ideas back and forth with each other. And I'm really incredibly happy to see that she is working again and seems to have a lot of interest in the things that she does.
Cool. So your sisters also do art, and one of them is in the art show right now. Does she have different abilities as well?
So actually both, I'm a middle child, so both my older and my younger sister are participating. They don't. They're more, I don't know, neurotypical on the side of things, but it's really nice to see kind of our family participate in something together. And as a whole, it's just so important to show the support for differently abled people. And my family, you know, we've always done that. My older sister, you know, has a couple children, and I think it's so good for them to see her creating again. And my younger sister is in the entertainment industry, and she's a singer of Hollow Twin. She's one half of that. And so for her, it's really cool to see her create visual art.
Lovely. Lovely. So do you guys go out for movies outside of this, or do other things as well, other than do art?
Well, with my family, we really like to just kind of hang out and talk. I mean, all of us could talk for hours on end. We're very honest people. We all obviously have our own points of view, but it's really good to connect, pass around ideas, talk about different things, current events, and just hang out. Like, I'm really close to my niece and nephew, so, you know, it's just enjoyable to spend time with family.
Lovely. Now, you have 2 cats. Totally awesome. I have 3 cats. Tic Tac and Toe. Very funny cats. What do you... And they're your children. They're very much your children. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about them?
Absolutely. So, our first cat that we got is Buddy. He's just over 6 years old. He is a short-haired orange tabby with the funniest sense of humor I've ever, like, witnessed in a cat. He's so kind. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. He's just a super relaxed cat. He just wants to chill. He's very nice. Our other cat's Ruby. She's probably around 2. They were both adopted from the BCSPCA at different times, but they bonded instantly. I actually met Jackson Galaxy, who has the TV show My Cat from Hell, and I told him that they bonded immediately, and he was, like, stunned. It was something he said it doesn't happen very often, and that we should feel really lucky, and we do. Ruby's a little bit more shy, a little bit more apprehensive, but when she purrs, it's, like, the loudest, most, like, satisfying purr. It just makes me feel so lucky that we have her in our lives.
Lovely. So how did you and Justin meet?
We actually met online, but it turned out that we had a lot of mutual friends, or at least a mutual friend that actually previously had dated my sister, when they were teenagers. So it kind of all came together. I was super surprised that our paths hadn't crossed earlier than that.
Nice. Nice. Is there something that you would like to share with people for them to better understand you and having autism?
Yeah. So the fact that I'm an autistic person shouldn't limit me in the way that just in the way that the world sees me, and that I am different. And growing up, you know, it wasn't easy, always getting bullied, ostracized, no matter what school I went to, didn't matter. Discrimination from people doesn't have a certain color, look, texture, feel. I mean, anybody is capable of it. They just, when they see different, they just don't seem to grasp that people survive in a way that's not the way that they survive. And so what I want people to know is that just because somebody's different than you doesn't mean they're not capable. And if they are capable, they might have to do things a certain way. And it doesn't make it any less important. You know, I understand myself more, and I just want people to realize that, you know, if somebody is nonverbal, it doesn't mean that they don't understand you. It doesn't mean that that person is not capable of doing the things that you're capable of doing. They can hear you. Like, I just want people to be nicer and to realize that difference is so important in the world.
It's going to start the recording, and we're recording.
And we're going to cut to a break right now, okay? We'll be right back with Community Living Radio.
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
Really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
And thank you for listening to Community Living Radio, and we're here on
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, as Nardwar says.
Yay.
Yay.
So we listened to Margo, and Margo is awesome. Just so everybody knows that Margo is actually going to, we're going to do another interview with her at a later date. She actually contacted us directly on Facebook. Thank you, Margo. And we're going to have her come back and talk more about autism and activism and
all that
really
stuff.
Cool stuff. So this brings us to our next interview. You want to roll this one in?
Melenica. Cohen. Lemore Cohen, yeah. Who was the director of this art show. She put the whole art show together and got artists and brought everyone together, which was amazing, and lots and lots and lots of work on her part.
So pretty much so this whole segment is going to be dedicated to what she talked about and how she actually developed the whole show. Okay.
Awesome.
And here we go.
Okay.
Hey.
So, who are you?
So, my name is Lemore Cohen, and I'm the Inclusion Services Coordinator at the JCC, and I have a really great job. Yesterday was a real highlight for me. I had this vision of creating this platform, and yeah, it's been incredible. Everyone I've talked to has been so receptive and so supportive. And, you know, the JCC wanted it to happen. And, yeah, and you were there last night. So, yeah.
So what was last night?
So, oh, okay. So, context. So last night was our opening reception and community welcome for our first annual art show in celebration of Jewish Disability Awareness and Inclusion Month. And we invited artists tied into a number of different organizations in the community to reflect or examine or interrogate or celebrate this theme, community longing and belonging. And I thought it was a really compelling theme, and I put it out there, and I hope that, you know, creatives would put trust in the theme. And I think it took them to really extraordinary places. And so last night we had an opening reception to celebrate and gather.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah.
So what do you do for inclusion other than the event last night?
So first off, I'm a mommy, and so I try to ensure that my children have a good sense of, you know, what being part of the community is really like, what we should strive for. And I don't always know. I don't know totally what it looks like, because I think as well that we do, and as many achievements as we have in our respective communities, I think that there's a lot of work to do. And so in my paid job as Inclusion Service Coordinator, I run a number of programs to keep people engaged and connected into the Jewish community. That's not to the exclusion of other people. In fact, we have a lot of incredible programming, and it is open to everybody. Try to keep it low barrier and free. And then I also lend my support throughout the organization however I can to support people in mainstream programming and, initiatives like the one that we had last night. So really looking at ways to connect people and collaborate.
Awesome. So how did this all come about?
So the department?
The department and the art show.
Okay, well, so I will say this, that the JCC has always tried to ensure that, that there's something for everybody here, and just recognizing different people's needs. And so the Bagel Club, which is infamous, I think, within the Jewish community as both a community and also a catering company, although we're not in operation right now, was facilitated by the JCC and partnership organizations with support of the Federation and some other foundations so that individuals in our community could have some recreation and programming that would either be in the form of outreach or B, would be an addition to our regular offerings. I mean, we're a community center. We've got all kinds of programming to keep people connected and engaged and learning and growing and, keeping fit and being exposed to, so many different things. So there's a lot going on here, but there's always been sort of a commitment to ensure that individuals with barriers could find something here. I think in the last couple of years, when I came into the position 2.5 years ago, there was a real push to build an inclusion department and to look at other ways of facilitating this community. Because we have a group of individuals that regularly access our programming, and they go back 20 years, which is pretty special. And so, in many ways, their desires and their interests guide the programming that we offer. When I first started my position, you know, there was always this conversation, for instance, that, you know, there was folks in our community who had never visited Israel. Many of them, you know, were already older and, you know, there was, you know, there was always kind of talk that, oh, maybe the Bagel Club would go to Israel. And so when it landed with me and I started my position and I had thought like, oh, wow, like, you know, something that we maybe take for granted sometimes, like travel, you know, like visiting places that are special to us. I mean, most of us, we are just, you know, we're visitors here, or, you know, we've, you know, we're settlers, we've come from other places. You know, there's this idea of home for many populations, not just Jewish people, of course. And so these folks want to go home, and we facilitated that. We had a delegation of 14 people. 10 individuals from the community were subsidized at 80%. It was very important for me that we acknowledge that many of these folks are on a fixed income, and those fixed incomes are horrible, actually. You know, we really need to do much better for individuals. I mean, so to ask them to pay more than they receive a month to go on this trip was just not logical, right? So in the end, we were able to raise enough money in big part with the support of the Jewish Federation and the Gesher Chai Committee, you know, and some extraordinary private donors. We were able to take these 10 folks on this trip. And during that trip, we were exposed to, we met with other communities like our own. You know, we went to the parliament, we visited with an MP, and we joined another group who does theater to basically, you know, have their political will heard in the public. And so we end up connecting with this group and going to the parliament with them and doing a theater workshop. And we visited an extraordinary, you know, what we would call kind of a sheltered art workshop, of people having these opportunities to make this amazing art, you know, under the leadership of designers and stuff like that. And during that time, you know, people kept saying, like, we need to have this here at the JCC. We don't have this. We want to do this too. And so I promised myself that we would have those things. And so the art show was really kind of, you know, something that I wanted to do. I know that other communities were doing, have done things like this. You have to remember that Jewish Disability Inclusion and Acceptance Month has been going on since 2009, and is a way for organizations really to take a pause and to look at, you know, what they're doing right, what their achievements are, and the areas that they need to work on. But that's not really to the exclusion of other people. It's just that so that Jewish communal organizations can ensure that accessibility is there for all members of the community. And so I thought this would really be a perfect way to, A, highlight some of the work that we've been doing in this drop-in art program that we have called the Art Hive. And it's currently free. I hope to keep it that way, to enable some of our local artists to have an opportunity to show in the gallery, and also to start building some partnerships. But really, a lot of the momentum and the programming, the show that we did yesterday, this all really kind of comes out of this advocacy trip that we made together as a community. I really wanted to really listen and understand what core people in our programming wanted from us. At the JCC. I mean, we can't deliver everything. We can't be everything to every population. We can't do that. But we can listen, and we can see what we can do with the resources we have. And I mean, and my other consideration was, as well, too, is that, you know, there are some amazing organizations out there, and I think that people need to find community and the things that they need. And if they can't find them here, of course, they'll go to other places. But we also wanted to re-engage people that maybe didn't find something with us when they needed it, And hopefully they'll find something with us now, right? So, we have a new theater group. And theater is a fabulous way of, you know, building advocacy, building connections, igniting the imagination. And I thought this would be a fantastic way to slowly build up a new community. You know, like my goal is, for us to, at some point, be able to look at either supporting people in writing scripts about their lives, writing a play or enacting a story or any of those things. But it's not necessarily for the end result. It's not necessarily to perform. It's more about building a group where people are finding community and finding themselves and seeing what happens. So, you know, all these things really, in the back of my mind, I knew the value in these kinds of activities, and I knew the necessity of having them low barrier. But that trip to Israel really solidified for me the direction that, you know, we could go in as a community. And the truth is everyone is really receptive. We want this to be a place for everybody. We want this to be a place for anyone who's looking for community. And, you know, and that theme, that's, you know, that just kind of came out of me and also came out of my own experiences of disconnection growing up and not always finding a place, a soft place for me to land, you know, and really drawing on that, because, you know, if I could feel the disconnect, you know, and I'm having people come to me and they're telling me they're feeling the disconnect, then, you know, there are places that we can work on. We can reach out, because it's in those moments that you never know what comes next, what kind of ideas will surface, what kind of advocacy, what kind of needs will be identified. We are so extraordinarily lucky to have such a strong Jewish community with so much support and so much love and so much heart. But you know what? We have to be part of the process if we want to shape it, because things are changing, needs are changing, people are changing, demographics are changing. And so the things that we were doing yesterday are not necessarily the things that we want to be doing tomorrow. And so I'm always looking for partners and I'm always looking to grow. And I feel like I have a really special job because I see myself as, you know, just supporting people in widening their networks and, building on our strengths as a community. And I think that those are, you know, all really important things if, you know, we want to build, a better, stronger, more connected community. Like, these are the things we need to do. I hope that you can see, I'm explaining, how things have unfolded, but you know that things are not linear and they're not neat. And, they just, for me anyways, they're just coming from, you know, a lot of it's just led by like what feels right and what feels good. And this art show, it felt really good. I think, there was just a lot of joy and a lot of love in the room. I think we're going to do this again. I know we're going to do this again. And I'm really excited about it. And I'm excited about all the new people and all the new friends that I got to make along the way, which I don't think we always acknowledge, but those things are important. They're important for all of us. And so sometimes, you know, even I put myself out there, you know, and I'm feeling a little insecure, uncertain. But I mean, it's important for all of us. We all have to have a soft place to land, we have to invite people, to join us. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, Allison, that was a really cool interview. We're going to have to cut a little short, for right now, so we can get to this break. So,
yeah,
we'll be back.
We'll be back.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
The phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're back listening to Community Living Radio, and Allison went to the JCC art show, which was very inclusive.
Very inclusive.
Yeah. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about, I think it's LJ is the next person in line here that you actually talked to.
By accident.
And she seemed very comical. So.
I went up to LJ and Thornsel. She is an artist with a disability. She's not Jewish, but she heard about it from her support worker or the manager of her community art program. And it was... I just went up to her and asked her if she could say a couple of words. I didn't know that she was one of the artists. She's not Jewish, but it was interesting because Lamour invited everybody.
It was truly inclusive.
It was truly inclusive. Yeah. And like Lamour said, our home is your home. So it was very inclusive.
Okay. So let's go to that next interview. All right. Here we go.
It's so beautiful, and so I've been part of JDEM. This is my fourth year, and the mix of people and the beautiful art is so incredible.
Awesome. And who are you?
Oh, sorry, I'm Kathleen.
And what do you do, Kathleen?
I'm in grad school at UBC studying social work, but I used to work for the JCC.
Thank you.
Oops.
That was Kathleen. She's a friend of mine. Very, very nice person. She goes to UBC as well, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on.
Do you?
I'm on a carpet.
Yeah, you're on a carpet. La la la.
So you're Lucy.
Yes, I am. I'm one of the artists in this exhibition. I paint under the name LJ Throssell. And there's some information about where that name comes from in my bio. And I was invited through Kickstart Arts, Disability, and Culture to come and take part here, which my buddy Yuri here is the director of. And I've been working with Kickstart for what, like 2 years? A couple of years now? And I'm a member of their organization. And... what they do is work with artists like myself who live with a disability to ensure that they're given the opportunity to display their work and also be paid fairly and advocated for. And I've met a lot of really cool people, and it's great to see a lot of those artists back at this exhibition. And I'm really glad to be here and excited to get bidding on some stuff because there's some really neat paintings in there. that are super unique. I like the one with the holes cut out of it, but I need to go take a closer look at it and also get permission to bid a little bit because I came with my wife. But yeah, I think it's great to see so many people coming out, and I've never been in this building before. I'd never been to the Jewish Community Center before this, so it's wonderful to be in here and meet all these great people.
Thank you so much. How about your take on this?
Well, I'm biased because I'm the director at Kickstart Disability Arts and Culture, and we've partnered with the Jewish Community Center to present this exhibition. So I had the pleasure of hanging the exhibition and handling all the work and putting it together. So I think it's a beautiful exhibition. It's nice to see so many artists represented in one space, so many artists of different abilities, creative abilities, everything. And the opportunity for everybody to sell their work in this kind of environment is really nice. So I'm going to encourage all of your listeners to come down to the Sydney and Gertrude Zach Gallery in the Jewish Community Center before the end of the month to look at all the artwork and to potentially buy one of the paintings.
Thank you so much. And this will be airing Sunday morning from 10 to 11 on CFRO 100.5 Co-op Radio.
Great.
Thank you. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks for doing your job.
Okay, so we did have some tech difficulties that day. And is the show still gone or is it closed?
It's
what's going on?
It's still open until this Sunday, January 27th. Everybody should still check it out. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Where is it again?
It is at the Jewish Community Center at 950 West 41st Avenue. It is an amazing building as well. And it's in the Zach and Gertrude, I forget the last name, art gallery inside of the Jewish Community Center.
Okay, cool. So what was your take on the whole thing, the artwork, the whole bit?
I thought it was really inclusive, because it's very hard to include others who don't fit in this mold, of being a homogeneous kind of group. And those who don't fit in this homogeneous group tend to be pushed to the side and ignored about. And what L'Amour is doing is to not ignore us with disabilities, to not push us aside, to bring us to the forefront and highlight what we can bring to the community. It's hard. And to change people's viewpoints of us, that we do have a quality of life, that we are special, and that we do bring something to the table. Instead of they are worthless, we are worth something.
Well, I'm gonna say this loud and clear on air, okay? Allison Klein, you are not worthless to this show. You are not worthless to Depictions Media, the bigger organization helping produce the show, that you are a valued member. And I really, really have to say hats off. Wonderful job. You really brought to life what this art show was supposed to be about. And you brought to life what inclusion is supposed to be about with your interviews.
I get way too excited to do stuff.
So
people, if people know me, they know how I don't just tap the puddle; I jump into the puddle.
Okay, well, get your feet wet up to your elbows. I don't care.
So
great job.
So
okay.
That's kind of funny. I actually do jump into the puddle figuratively.
I've seen you jump into the puddle literally, so it's okay. And because she's tiny, she does actually fall into the puddle up to her elbows. There's a short joke for you. No, on a serious note, this is a great job. And congratulations on your debut show.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, more to come, right?
More to come. We were talking about another assignment that Allison's probably going to jump into in the next couple of months. We'll reveal that later on. And Allison and I will actually be in Surrey at...
Surrey? I thought it was Burnaby.
No. Saturday?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday. We're going to be in Surrey with Surrey Hospice. And so Allison's going to be recording some interviews there, and I will be doing some I will be the event photographer there, photographing people as they have their event. So look for that again. On go to Surrey Hospice and find out more about that event. I believe it's surreyhospice.ca. Okay. So what we're going to do now is, Allison, you got a bunch of testimonies from people talking about how great the event was. We're going to go out playing those.
Awesome.
And of course, we'll end again with our favorite musician, Emma Tara Black, and with Destiny. So goodbye for now.
Bye. Hi, Grandpa.
One day I'm going to meet Grandpa. And we'll talk to everybody again on Sunday. Sunday. Right?
Sunday morning.
Sunday. Yes. Okay. All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Just feel it.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Isn't this funky?
What's your name again?
I'm Allison.
Allison. And what radio station is this for?
Co-op Radio 100.5.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Who are you?
My name is Anna Lavadze, and I work for the Jewish Federation as the manager for the Young Adults Initiative program that we have. It's called Access.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Now, you're here at the art show for Jewish people who have disabilities. Mm-hmm. What do you think of it?
I think it's a wonderful project, and I think we should see more of this type of projects happen even more often. And it brings people together from the community. It gives an opportunity for everyone to participate and share their inner beauty, so to say. And contribute to the community. We're all equal parts, and we're all one together.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, what do you think of the show?
Oh, I think it's absolutely awesome. Like, there's a big buzz in the room, and everyone seems excited and happy, and it seems like it's like a really awesome cause for everything. And yeah. Just.
And what are you doing? I know you're volunteering for the show.
Volunteer bartender.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Not me. I'm not an artist. I'm not involved. But Len?
But are you enjoying the show?
Of course I am enjoying the show. It's wonderful. Such a variety of artists and art. Beautiful.
Lovely. Thank you. And what do you think about having the art show in the Jewish community?
I think it's actually fantastic. I'm so excited that it's here. It's just wonderful.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Lovely. So how do you guys like the art show?
Oh, it's fantastic. We've only just started looking at some of the art, and it's just incredible.
Yeah, I look around the room, and just glancing, there's just beauty everywhere. Like, some really gorgeous pieces. I didn't know what to expect, but I'm already blown away.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
And then you'll be on.
How do you like the art show?
The art is incredible. Really amazing stuff. So many beautiful images and so many meaningful pieces.
Lovely. And do you like how we're being including people of different abilities?
I think that's amazing. I mean, as someone who has no artistic ability, what I'm so impressed with is how people are able to connect their emotions and their thoughts and their feelings in such a meaningful way through art. So I think everyone should be so proud.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, I'm one of the artists, so this is a great turnout. Some people have never done art before, and I'm seeing their work, and it's unbelievable. You know, so that's really good to see. And the support everyone's getting is great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about this show?
I think it's great. Our mom is one of the artists, and so we're here to support her, and it's really beautiful to see all the other artists and see their work.
Thank you. How about yourself?
I think it's fantastic. There's such a wide array of different artwork here that it's just really great to see that how motivated people were to do something about community.
Thank you so much. And it will be broadcast Sunday morning from 10 to 11 at 100.5.
Thank you.
This is for 100.5 Co-op Radio, and it will be airing on Sunday from 10 to 11. So, what's your thought about the art show that's happening right now?
Well, it's great. I saw really, like, large number of really great artwork. I'm not an artist. I'm not a professional. I don't know anything about that. I just can feel it and just can, like, judge by the looks. And some of the pictures really touched me. I think that they're really nice, and it's a great opportunity to be able to see such a variety of different pieces in one place, such different styles, and it was really nice experience.
Thank you so much. How are you, ladies?
It was great. Great show, and very, very good painting, and all exhibit, and very, very nice presentation. I'm very glad.
Thank you. How about yourself?
Yes, the gallery will be open for a long time. I will come again. Everything is so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, you ladies. How do you guys like the show?
It's fantastic. Lots of really great artists and good people here.
Thank you. How about yourself?
I actually am one of the artists here, and I think the whole concept of what is being expressed here is amazing. In our world, which is so complicated right now, the idea of longing for being a part of a community and feeling like you can belong is an amazing thing. And I think what they've done, what Leah Moore has done here, by inviting people that are not juried, so anybody was able to enter who wanted to, and so it means there are all kinds of levels. I'm an emerging, very much of a beginner, but I'm thrilled to be here because of the messaging. That's the most important thing to me, because it has so much meaning. And yeah.
Thank you so much. It will air Sunday 10 to 11.
Oh, yeah.